This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
That's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. I was chatting with Jason, our engineer, just before the broadcast. And I was asking him if he thought about the differences in races relating to health and so forth. And I mentioned to him that, for example, my heritage is Italian on all four grandparents. And I remember my dad mentioning many years ago when I was very, very young that Italians, people of Italian descent, have relatively strong teeth. And I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. But I was telling him that when I was first dating Mrs. Finelli, I said, so why are you interested in me? And she said, well, you have nice teeth and nice hands. And she didn't say, she didn't say, you're handsome and smart and none of that. So none of that went into the equation, or maybe very little of it did, if any of it were true. But so my question for you, Dr. Sheely, as someone who's seen thousands and thousands of patients, are there commonalities? And I'm not being racist. I'm just wondering if there's, you know, legitimate, bona fide answers to are there strengths to some does some nationalities have strengths, and do some have weaknesses in terms of their health?
Yes, I believe that is true. Now, I don't know the exact statistics of very many, background countries, but I think they're available. And, you know, it's habits. I mean, basically, Italians in general are not fat, in my experience. And they eat the Mediterranean diet. That is known to be good for health and longevity.
Well, and that was one of the secondary questions. Does the Mediterranean diet have much to do with the general overall good health of those who are of Italian descent? So, for example, we're talking about fish. We're talking about oils in foods, you know, olive oil. We're talking about green vegetables. We're talking about tomatoes. We're talking about cheeses. And so that's part of the Italian diet, right?
Well, and even in Italy, they have the longest-lived people in Acerola of anywhere in the world. It's a little place on the southwest edge of corner, whatever, of Italy. And for some reason, they live longer than anyone else. They have, I think, 90% of people living into their 90s, et cetera, and the highest number living to be 100. When they published this, they thought it was because they ate lots of rosemary, but everybody in Italy eats lots of rosemary.
So I
think it may be topography as well.
Okay. So I was thinking about vitamin D, and Italians get a lot of sun for the most part. They're outside a lot.
And that is the number one deficiency in this country.
Mm-hmm. My mom, back in the 1970s, had a little Fiat two-seater convertible sports car. And I remember someone that she worked with at the college said to her, so how do you like it? How does it run? You know, this little Fiat. And she said, well, it's like all Italians. It likes warm weather.
I love it. She wasn't here.
And it was absolutely true. It had a Weber carburetor on it, and it really liked warm weather. And it was, it was designed for Italy. It wasn't designed for the Alps. But ran fine in the warm weather. So how does weather have, does that have an effect on health and longevity? So, for example, those who live when it's really freezing cold a lot of the time versus, let's say, let's go Maine versus Florida, assuming that the pollution is the same, et cetera. Does more sun affect longevity?
I don't know that. I'd have to look it up. I'm going to look up longevity in Iceland, for instance. They have an average life expectancy of 81 for men and 84 for women. So it's 5 years longer than this country.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, then there's another question. So this has to do with automobiles. And I know for a fact, now, I've been on the racetrack and I've built race engines. And the reason I'm mentioning this, I was wondering if there is a correlation with people and machines. So, for example, I know for a fact that if I push the limits of an engine, if I give it more fuel and I give it more air to burn, if I force air into the combustion chamber under pressure, I can make more horsepower. But I'm going to burn that engine out, right after I cross the finish line, whether I cross first, second, or last, by pushing the limits of that engine, by working it really, really hard to it, actually, to its limits, I'm going to wear it out faster. Do we do the same thing with food? Are there foods that make us wear out faster?
Oh, yes. Sugar.
Uh-huh.
White
uh-huh.
rice. Potatoes.
Yeah.
Regular potatoes.
Yeah.
Those are known for at least a century.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
All right, so sugar is white, typically, cane sugar, beet sugar, that you'd buy in a bag, that's white. The rice is generally white after it's been, all the nutrients are removed from it. And potatoes, if you peel them, are generally white. Is there something to do with the color, Dr. Shuley?
Well, yes. The darker the color, up to purple, the healthier it is. And orange, yellow, red, purple, et cetera, have more antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to say, we're not going to eat white rice in our house when I was growing up. And she said, white rice is like brown rice, except they've removed all the nutrients from it.
and they take
those nutrients and they put them in vitamins. So you get to buy your vitamins separately from the rice. Or we can just eat the rice. And she wasn't saying completely stop taking vitamins. But she was trying to tell me that the nutrients are sold for a different purpose. And people have been conned into thinking that white rice is really great. But it's just bulk, isn't it? Just typically.
Yeah, it's been raped, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
White rice is junk. But remember, purple, there was, apparently is, a purple rice. And it was reserved for the emperor of China, because somehow they knew that that was stronger.
And isn't there something to the color purple that's reserved for royalty in their dress, for example, when they? No, I'm serious. Very serious.
It's considered spiritual, yes, mm-hmm. as well as royal.
And when the Clintons stepped down, they wore like purple. She wore purple, and Bill Clinton wore purple. They, you know, they were matched in purple, and that was sending a signal as they were stepping down and away. That was sent, and I don't know exactly what the signal was, but that was a signal color, because they could have worn any other color, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the
Lee's Royal Couple.
Well, there is some good news. There is some good news that with the Clinton family, Clinton Syndicate, and that is there is just a little bit of rumble going on now toward what actually happened with the Clinton Foundation. What's it been doing? Where's the money been going? So it looks like there's going to be an investigation into that, and that'd be kind of nice to know where these donations have been spent, because I've talked to people who said, oh, no, they are the most transparent organization. They, with the millions and millions and millions that they raise and spend, I don't believe it. I believe that it's hidden, and I believe it's a personal account that they use for whatever they want. And I remember that when Bill Clinton left office, he left office in massive debt. And they were begging for money, like, please help us. Please help us because we owe so much money. Now their wealth is in the hundreds of millions. It's amazing how that works. So when you talk with your patients, Dr. Shealy, are you seeing any commonalities in their questions, in their concerns that are different? Any different from, let's say, 20 years ago, 10 years ago?
Has anything... A year ago.
Okay. And I don't mean to pry. I'm just, you know, generally speaking.
No, I think the concern is the fraudademic, the fakeademic, whatever you want to call the idiocy that's going on in the world. And honestly, I don't have a patient, if it comes up at all, who doesn't agree with our concept that this is a political shamble.
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's politically, it's being used politically. There's no question in my mind. And it is taking down businesses. Small businesses are paying a huge price. They're going under. And the big businesses are adapting and surviving. But the little businesses are not. So when and we thought this was coming, Dr. Shealy. We thought, you know, 30 years ago, actually, we thought in the 70s that ultimately, and we didn't know exactly how this was going to happen because it didn't seem likely that it could be easily accomplished. But we saw in our future that there would be very few outlets to buy things. So, for example, you might have a choice of three different, maybe four different stores, if you will, to buy whatever you wanted, because they would have it. And the little mom-and-pop businesses, they wouldn't be around. So you would get it from the big store. If you wanted clothing, it would come from, you know, one of four places. If you wanted food, it would come from one of four places. If, no matter what you wanted, it was going to come from a select few that would survive through consolidation and destroying their competition. And here we are. We're getting close to it. Amazon is one. Walmart is another one, and there's some big food companies, and they're all scrambling to stay afloat and to become bigger. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, normshealy.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Norm Shealy. Norm Shealy is a medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author of over 30 books, and has a practice in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to find him, if you want to go to the internet, you can go to normshealy.com, NormSheely.com, Norm, as in Norman, Shealy.com. And I'll give you the phone number a little later in the broadcast if you'd like to call him and set up an appointment. And Dr. Shealy offers telephone consultations. He offers video conferences and consultations and in person. So that's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about commonalities among ethnic heritages. And I mentioned what my dad said about teeth in Italians. And are there other commonalities or within ethnic backgrounds that you have observed, you know, in your years of practice?
Well, yes. You know, let's face it, spirituality, one's religion, all of those things do influence us. And the more one is in tune with one's own, well, spiritual beliefs, the longer you live. It's a part of critical living.
That's absolutely fascinating. So are you saying that those who are more religious, regardless of what their religion is, are have the possibility of living longer. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Then, so atheists are on the bottom?
As far as I know.
Isn't that interesting? And you know, I have seen the power of prayer personally several times. And I absolutely believe in the power of prayer. I don't believe it works instantly, but I have seen it work pretty darn close to instantly in many occasions in my life when things were, you know, when we were at death's door, literally. And I've seen it work in my family with my dad and one of our children. So I have seen that. And I felt that. And I have, as I don't normally talk about this, but, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic, and my parents went to church. And, of course, you know, Vinny went to church with Mom and Dad. That's what happened. And why? Well, because my dad's parents were Roman Catholic, and they went to church, and they brought their children. And my mom's parents went to church, and they brought their children. So that's kind of the way it was. I'm not saying I'm a good Catholic. I certainly feel that I'm spiritual, but I don't go to church every Sunday. And so in that respect, yes, Dr. Shealy?
Here's one of the statistics. Mm-hmm. People who go to church regularly are 55% mm-hmm. less likely to die during up to 18-year follow-up than people who don't.
Hmm. So do you think it is the belief that when people go to church, one of the things I think they believe in is, and I don't think this is ever talked about, but I believe that they feel, generally speaking, that things can get better. Whatever they are, you know, by believing in believing in God and so forth, that whatever the current state of affairs is, things can get better. I think that's true. Do you think that's part of it, Dr. Shealy? That
absolutely.
That positive thinking?
It is partly meditation, partly prayer. But in general, most religions do practice charity and humility and harmony. All of these are positive factors.
Mm-hmm. Now, my mom was extremely spiritual. My mom would pray every day. She would get on her knees, even in her 90s. She would get on her knees on the hard floor and, you know, at the side of the bed, and she would say her prayers. And it wasn't like a wham-bam kind of a thing. It was a long series of prayers. It might have taken 15 minutes. And she would bow her head, and she didn't make a big deal of it. She didn't say, "Hey, y'all, I'm going to pray now. Y'all leave me alone." She would just go off quietly and pray. And my mom lived by far the longest of her siblings. My dad lived probably the longest of his siblings. Very interesting. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. And that number is 417-351-5221.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With just over a month till Election Day, the first presidential debate is set for tomorrow in Cleveland. President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in a 90-minute event to be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump again suggested that Biden has been taking performance-enhancing drugs, telling reporters,
"I'm not joking. I mean, I'm willing to take a drug test. I think he should, too."
On another issue, President Trump says a report that he paid only $700 in income taxes in recent years is fake news. The New York Times reporting Sunday Trump paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17 and no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years and took big deductions for expenses. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jews around the world celebrating their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which started last evening and ends this evening. Also known as the Day of Atonement, its central themes are atonement and repentance. California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California, the Glass Fire and the Zog Fire. Both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched. This year's G20 Economic Summit will be held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. The host nation, Saudi Arabia, announcing today the November event will be held via teleconference. The summit is the annual meeting of political and financial leaders representing the world's largest economies. The Los Angeles Lakers set to take on the Miami Heat in the 2020 NBA Finals beginning Wednesday at the Bubble in Orlando. The Heat winning the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Boston in Game 6 Sunday. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets on Saturday to advance in the West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's going to be sliding. One of today's hot. Why today? God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, in the good old days, when we had expos and when I would travel to speaking engagements and teach in-person seminars, one of the seminars that I did was to teach people how they could prepare for what is coming and use tax deductions to do it. So what I'm saying is, people would say, well, I don't have any money to buy, you know, that generator. And I'd say, well, sure you do. And so I would teach people how they could start their own business, any business they could that they possibly want. It could be making fishing lures. It could be recipes. It could be raising chickens. It could be anything that their heart desired. And they could save money by starting a business and use that savings to buy the things to prepare. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because it just made the bottom of the hour news that President Donald Trump didn't pay very much in taxes for years. And he did pay $700, according to the report, for 1 year, but didn't pay much for other years. And I just want to tell you, class, that there's nothing special about that. Now, if you start your own business, you can do the same thing. And what I would tell the seminar class in person is I said you many times, over and over, you can pay the same amount of taxes that President Donald Trump pays. Now, I didn't know exactly how much that was, but I assumed it was darn close to zero, because either he read the tax rules as I have, or the tax code, or he had people who read them, and he paid those people. And so I knew for a fact, I didn't know for a fact, but I was pretty darn sure that he didn't pay very much in taxes. And you don't have to if you have a business. And so if you look, you'll find out that he is in enormous amount of debt, about $500 million worth of debt. And he has this feeling, and it's absolutely correct, that if you owe the bank a little bit of money, they'll come and get you. But if you owe the bank a lot of money, they're your friends, because they don't want to see you go under.
Common sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, common commodity.
Absolutely. So, class, if you want to hear the strategies that I've talked about over the years, they're available on the Internet. They're on YouTube. So you can type in USA Prepares and then followed by Extreme, E-X-T-R-E-M-E, Tax Deductions, Extreme Tax Deductions. And I did a series with Marty Barrett, and I taught her probably 7 or 8 classes, 1 hour each, on how to take the same tax deductions that I presume that Donald Trump and others, many others, have done. All you do is form a company, and then you buy things for the company, like a dog, dog food. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. So I just wanted to share with the class that when Donald Trump is being beaten up for using the tax code and reading the tax code, you can't fault him for taking advantage of playing by the rules. If you play poker, you play by the rules, right? If you play baseball, you play by the rules. You're a fool if you don't. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
Right on. I just looked it up, and I found immediately Extreme Tax Deduction on YouTube with several different strategies, if you will.
Yeah, and basically, class, here's what I didn't want to digress, but I think it's kind of important, and you can do these things. So, for example, if you just have a job, and you go to work, and you get this, you know, the payroll deductions like most people get, and you decide to buy a dog. Well, that dog comes out of your after-tax money. Okay? The taxes are already taken out by the federal and state and local governments, and then you buy your dog. Well, in my case, that's not the case, and I'm sure it's not the case for Donald Trump either. My dog is part of the business. It is. I need a security system, and that's my dog and my other dog. And my other dog, and my other dog, and the cats, too. Well, it's absolutely true, Dr. Shuley.
I understand. I'm with you.
It's in the tax code, and all you have to do is read it and interpret it. And now, the IRS is not going to interpret it for you. They'll only interpret it after they see you in an audit, and they'll say, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" And then they'll say, "You can't do that." And you go, "No, actually you can, because here's what it says, and I've got a copy of it, and I've got my notes as to exactly why I did what I did." And let me give you one simple example. So we were around 1980. It wasn't 1980. It was in the years that we were manufacturing computers. And so I built these computers, and I would build one, a prototype, and I'd put it on my desk, and I would use it. And I'd use it for a while to make sure I was happy with it. So before it was sold to the customers, we'll call it Model 1, for example. Before we sold Model 1, I would use it, make sure it had the performance, it was reliable, it was stable, in every respect, it had to meet my standards. And I would use it, and then after a while, let's say a couple months, I'd say, I think it's pretty good. And I would then make that Model 1 available to our customers. Well, after that, about almost 3 years later, we were audited by the feds, and they said, what about this computer tax deduction that you have here? You've expensed that. You can't do that, Mr. Finelli. You have to depreciate that over 5 years. And I said, no, you don't. And they said, no, the code says, and the guy pulled out his big, thick book, and he said, here's what the code says. I said, okay. Well, here's what you said in Publication 17. You can depreciate an income-producing asset over its economic life. Useful economic life. And I said, this is a prototype. And we come out with a new computer, you know, every 6 months. So the life expectancy for me of this computer is 6 months. That's why I expensed it rather than depreciated it over 5 years. And they said, wow, no one's ever said that before. So what I'm telling you, class, is what you can do is read it and interpret it. And then you can fight it out later. And that's what we do. So that was my little piece on Donald Trump being beaten up for tax deductions. Now, it's claimed that he spent $70,000 on haircuts. Now, that's going to be really hard to justify because my haircuts are $11, and then plus a tip, plus a 50% tip. But that's because I like, you know, and I appreciate the gal who cuts my hair. So a 50% tip is really, you know, is deserved, in my opinion. For an $11 haircut. I mean, that's, gosh, seems like a bargain today, $11 for a haircut. But, you know, I think he's going to have a tough time defending $70,000 worth of haircuts, no matter how you look at it. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that before we continue?
Well, I question anything that the mainline media has, so until I have seen the tax returns themselves.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe a thing the Times says or anybody else like that.
I agree with you. And when you say the Times, if you're meaning the New York Times, they used to say right on the masthead, all the news that's fit to print. Now people believe it's all the news that fits we print.
Yep.
Completely different. Back to commonalities, Dr. Shuley. Are there other commonalities that you've seen that are ethnicity based? You know, as I mentioned with my dad saying Italians, you know, generally have strong teeth. Are there other?
Yes, there are. Physical activity. I mean, there's no question that people who exercise minimum of 5 days a week live a lot longer and healthier than people who sit all day.
Okay, so that's the use it or lose it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that apply to the circulatory system, the respiration system, the bone structure, the joints? Does it apply to everything?
Every single part of the physical body, yes.
Mm-hmm. And is the reason, or what are the reasons why exercise will help you live longer? What does it do?
Forces the heart and the muscles and the bones all to be active. In other words, if you sit all day, you don't push the bit. A little bit of push is essential. Now, there is a limit. I'm not sure that running a marathon once a week would be good, but the evidence is overwhelming that people who sit all day have the same risk as someone who smokes a couple of packs of cigarettes a day.
So back to an automotive type analogy, you know, sometimes people will get in, and this was the old days, you know, I'm talking like in the 70s, maybe 60s, 70s, they get in their car and they, you know, they warm it up and they hit the gas pedal, vroom, vroom, and they'd say, blowing out the carbon, you know, and see this black soot come out. And literally they were. So they were exercising the vehicle a little more than they would normally, and you would see you know, these carbon deposits come out the exhaust pipe as kind of a black smoke. Does exercise for the human body do the same thing, removing the carbon, you know, in the analogy, through the pores and through the through, you know, excretion? Is that what it does? It kind of pushes the limits and gets the toxins to leave the body through
perspiration? Well, you know, sweating, you know, I suspect that part of the detoxification you could do by soaking in a hot tub, a tub of hot water, because sweating is the best way to detox.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can you sweat in the bathtub, or can you sweat in a whirlpool bath, or can you sweat in a hot tub?
Well, you sweat. I suspect you're sweating while you're there in the tub, but you sweat for up to half an hour after you get out as well.
Okay. And is there a concern? Let's say a person has a hot tub, and the water stays in the hot tub for a while. I don't have one, Dr. Shuey. How does the water get changed or purified, or what happens?
Most people with a hot tub use some kind of thing like chlorine or ultraviolet light to keep it sterile. But, of course, when you just do it in your bathtub, you let it out after every bath.
Right, right. And I was thinking about that. There's a television series that I really enjoyed, and I recommended it to our class. It's called Maverick. And Maverick is a Western with James Garner and Jack Kelly. And it was filmed in the late 50s. And there's a lot in there. I mean, there's a lot of lessons to be learned about people and human interaction. And having a bath was a big deal. You know, back in the 1800s, the late 1800s, going to a hotel and they'd bring buckets of hot water that was warmed downstairs up to the bathtub in the room, and having a bath would, you know, considered a real luxury because people didn't bathe as often back then because we didn't have there weren't showers, that's for sure, and bathtubs were kind of a primitive invention with, you know, drains, but, you know, the supply line with hot water just wasn't there. It wasn't pressurized hot water that we have today. So thinking about that, I was wondering, what effect has that had on our life expectancy? I'm just talking about plain old getting in the shower and using soap and scrubbing down or getting in the bathtub. Can we talk about that when we come back? Has that been a major contributor to longer life expectancy of people in general? Or is it not a big deal? We're talking about just hygiene and cleanliness. Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So during the break, I was thinking, there's something that is hardly ever said. But here it is. Your doctor is in the office, ready to answer your call, and there's no charge. It's absolutely true, right here, right now. And Dr. Shealy has been doing this for about 30 years. Answering the phone, taking medical questions, providing expert guides and consultation, absolutely free on the phone. And all you have to do is pick up that phone and dial. And we'll give you the number right now, 866-582-9933. Just finding a doctor in the office, you know, is amazing today. Absolutely amazing. It's very hard to find a doctor who is in the office, and let alone one who talked to you on the phone and not charge you. I mean, that's like, it's like the trifecta, winning the trifecta, Dr. Shealy.
Well, you know, it is interesting. But I looked it up, and people who take a hot bath, that is, soak in the bathtub, even for 5 to 10 minutes, live longer than people who don't do that on a regular basis. And taking a sauna for 5 to 20 minutes, even once to two twice a week, increases longevity. So sweating, it's really the sweating, I think, that does it.
Okay. So, all right. Now, do you think that could be extended to a hot shower, Dr. Shealy, or do you think there is a distinction between bathing in a tub of hot water or warm water? I mean, I'm not talking about scalding anybody, but, you know, warm water versus a warm shower. Do you think there is a difference there?
I think so, but I cannot find that unequivocal. But the difference is the hot shower doesn't warm your body as a whole the way soaking does. Because it doesn't cover all the body.
Right. Okay. And with a soak in the tub, Dr. Shealy, do you recommend any added ingredients besides water?
Yes. Magnesium chloride.
Okay.
I put in about four or five hands full of magnesium chloride into my soak. And I soak 15 to 20 minutes, at least 3 or 4 days a week.
Okay. All right. So bathing, warm water, magnesium chloride, four to five.
Magnesium sulfate.
Magnesium sulfate. Okay. That would be
Epsom salt. Chloride is much better than sulfate, yes.
Okay. So, all right. So for those who don't have magnesium chloride, would you recommend just Epsom salts as magnesium sulfate, right?
Well, it's half as good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now, when you say 4 to 5 hands full, would that be like 1 cup?
I expect that's about 2 cups.
2 cups. Okay. 2 cups in a typical tub. And how warm do you bring the water so that it's, you know?
About 108 to 10 degrees.
That's pretty hot, right?
Well, I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm trying to let our class know is that that's beyond warm, right?
That's not lukewarm, right?
Right. So that's close to maximum that the body can stand. Is that about right?
Exactly.
Okay. So be careful, class. Do not burn yourself. So you can measure the temperature. There are thermometers that can do it, and we have here at the farm. We use it for all kinds of purposes, but we have what's called a non-contact thermometer. Now, this thing is like a, you know, kind of a pistol grip, if you will, and it has a little trigger, and you point it at what you want to measure the temperature of. So, for example, if I want to know how hot a car is in the sun, you know, just baking in the sun, I can just aim it at the roof, I can aim it at the doors, I can look at different colors and see if, you know, if black actually gets hotter than white, and actually it does by a tremendous amount. And you can also aim it at the water. Now be careful, because some of them have a laser pointer that's turned on all the time. So you squeeze the trigger and this red laser comes out. You do not want to look at the reflection of the laser in the water, okay, because you can damage your eyes. So be careful with that. Never look at a laser. But you can, and they're available, these things are available on the internet. You can get them on eBay. You can get them at Harbor Freight Tools. And a lot of them have a feature that lets you toggle between Celsius and Fahrenheit. And it's a great little tool. So I believe Dr. Shealy said 106 to 108. Is that right, Dr. Shealy? Degrees,
yeah.
Fahrenheit? Okay. All right. And are there any other things that you have seen, commonalities with health, that we should know about? You know, good practices, such as
eating nuts every day.
Nuts, eating nuts.
Excellent, healthy food.
All right. Now, what about nuts that are in the shell? Well, I guess when we come, I've got about 40 seconds. In the shell versus out of the shell. So peanuts that have been salted and they're still in the shell versus peanuts that are already out of the shell and salted. Is there a difference in your world?
I'll have to look that one up.
Okay. Do you like them both?
Yes.
No, I do too. Okay, Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back. We'll be talking about nuts, the health benefits of nuts. I've got some questions about licorice. There's a guy that died. He ate too much licorice. And are all iodines the same? And is there a test for iodine by putting it on the skin? We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.